other comments about this?
Get Lawrence to the Senate.
Get Lawrence.
So my friend Chuck is completely correct. Throughout the fundraise, a lot of these miracle cures and these alternative practices, which you know, to a large degree, alternative medicine is a good thing. But they speak to cures and for vitality and all of that. And so I think Krieger is right that we do need to have some sort of disclaimer. You know, maybe every half hour when this stuff is being pushed on the listeners. And I know this is a sticky situation, but it has to be dealt with.
Okay, so I hear no opposition to sort of making part of the policy that we have disclaimers. The one I read had three elements in it. Any sense that there should be something else in it?
Loan it to the stack.
Yes, Lona.
My only suggestion, the only thing I can add to the discussion, is that whatever language we craft here, even though Krigler is not necessarily, because he said he doesn't deal with this specifically, he deals with FCC issues, that we run it by another attorney to make sure that, you know, that it's sound or solid or what have you, that it gives us the maximum, that it serves the function for which it's intended, basically. That we whatever language we craft, that it be run by an attorney to say, oh yeah, this is good.
Honest point of information. Just to ask you a question, George. Isn't Krigler the FCC attorney for us?
Who?
Or Margie? Who could answer that?
Krigler. Let me speak to that a little bit. Krigler basically said that he's not the right kind of attorney for this. That it's like the FDA or people who deal directly with medical stuff. Who an attorney who's familiar with those laws would be more appropriate. I totally agree with Lona. Whatever we do here, we're going to run it through. Assuming the committee wants to, I'm sure it will. Through appropriate lawyers, we did ask. I think it was Jose Luis actually volunteered to try to locate lawyers whose specialty is this kind of thing, but he's not here, and I don't have a recommendation from him. But
this is Margie. Can I just say that there is an FCC attorney who lives in the San Francisco Bay Area who has done some pro bono work for us in the distant past, and I would certainly. I can ask Jose Luis, or I can contact him and just see if he'd be willing to do this. He's a very reputable, and his specialty is FCC. I don't know what that means, you know, in terms of medical stuff, but that is his specialty.
Point of information.
Say it again, Margie. I didn't quite get it. What's his specialty?
Dealing with the FCC.
Point of information.
Yes, Laura.
If I remember correctly, and I don't have the letter in front of me, he said that this was an FTC issue, Federal Trade. I'm wrong about that. Let me back up. It is not an FCC issue because the FCC does not deal with this, but there was another jurisdiction for which this fell within their, you know, under which this fell. And that's why it is not his specialty. So my suggestion remains that whatever. And I can go and look it up, or any of us can go and look at Krigler's letter. He did say the type of who was the ruling body for this type of issue, that the FCC has nothing to do with this. So we don't need an FCC attorney. We need to run it by an attorney who deals with under which this would fall. And like I said, I can look it up, or any of us can go back and look at his letter to get the specifics of that.
Okay. This is Margie. I'm volunteering to do that, and I'll let you all know if there's an appropriate attorney around, okay?
Great.
I have to get off the call now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, William for the stack.
Yeah, okay, William.
Yeah, I move that we postpone this discussion till the next meeting when Margie will come back with her findings.
Okay. I'd like to say that there's one other issue in this beyond the question of disclaimer, so I'm going to speak against postponing, has to do with, and that's what's on the floor now, is the question of whether or not to postpone. Which is that the there's a question of third party. We buy shows, and their content is really, we don't have a lot to say about it. I mean, we buy it with the expectation that it's the kind of thing we want, but you don't know if there's a show that might have a kind of medical information in it. And the kind of thing we're concerned about happens, who's responsible about this? Jose Luis had suggested that we should also
I'm sorry, point of order. There's a motion on the floor.
I know, and I'm speaking against it. But there's a whole other issue here that needs to be addressed, which is third-party shows and what kind of arrangement do we want to have with those. I'd like to consider it tonight rather than put it off. What's on the floor is the question of whether or not you want to do that or postpone it. So if anyone wishes to speak on either side of that, please let me know.
Good point of information.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what third-party shows mean.
It means something we get from PRI or something we get from... I mean, This American Life is one example. I don't think they do medical stuff, but we buy
something produced by an outside organization.
Right, exactly.
That we have some kind of on-air relationship with.
Exactly.
Loan
so we play
stack.
Their shows on a regular basis. What's that?
Loan it to the stack, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Benito.
That's legit. I think that's a concern that, at least it's been a concern to me for several years, not just medical, but just in general, that we have shows that are put on the air by a separate organization that, let's say, you have a certain organization, let's say Trans Africa, for instance, has a show. They put whatever they want on that show. And PFW or Pacifica has absolutely no control over what these people are going to do or not do. And somehow that don't jive with me. I think that issue needs to be addressed.
I heard Lona. Anybody else?
Serene had asked for the stack.
Okay. Was that before Lona?
It's fine. Lona can go. But yes, it was.
Yeah, Lona.
Go ahead, Serene. I yelled. I mean,
No. Please, go ahead.
I don't see that it makes a difference whether it's something that's produced in-house or outside. The disclaimer is to do exactly that. Disclaim liability. Excuse me, because there is a motion on the floor. I apologize for not seeing in the middle of what's happening. I think that we can construct the language for disclaimer, and then because the idea was to present it to an attorney once we construct the disclaimer ourselves and have them review it to make sure that it was strong enough to do what our intention was based on the advice from Krigler. If I may address what George said about the third-party programming, it doesn't matter whether it's produced in-house or comes from someone else. We played a disclaimer at the beginning, and however frequent the program director or whomever decides to play it, but we play it at the beginning of the program and at the end of the program that says the program you've just heard was for internet
entertainment purposes only, is not to give medical advice, don't do and blah, 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 so on and so forth, and et cetera. It doesn't matter whether it's in-house or not.
Anybody else want to go ahead.
Okay. So I like what Lona just said. I'd also point out that if, in fact, we are carrying, and I didn't realize KPFD had money to buy beer programming, but if, in fact, we're buying programming, it would be important to look at the contract and see what sort of indemnification exists. So I think there are a lot of pieces we need more information about. I don't think we should discuss it just to discuss something. I mean, this is something that's been batted around for, it feels like, almost 6 months on one level or another. And, you know, folks should come to the table with all the information that we're going to be considering. I just don't see why, you know, keep half discussing things, meeting the same things, meeting after meeting after meeting.
Anyone else want to speak to the question?
I support tabling it and getting some information. Otherwise, you know, folks are just talking.
Anyone else wish to speak to the question of whether or not to postpone? I would like to not postpone it, because I think that conversation about third parties is important. And before we sort of, you know, wait to hear what the lawyers say, we should discuss it some. So that's why I wanted to do that. However, is there anyone else that wants to speak to it? Let me take a vote on that, whether or not to postpone. Okay, so a vote yes is to postpone, no is to not. Lone Elias?
No.
Chuck Anderson?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
William Hill Argan?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Tony Norman? Tony?
Pass.
No. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes, to postpone.
Margie Wilkinson?
She's
gone. Are you still here, Margie?
No, she's just
told us, yeah.
10 minutes ago.
Okay. Nancy Savarin-Aratomi?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Do you want to vote?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion is 6-4, so it is postponed. The next item on the agenda is...
I'm sorry, George, can you repeat those names? I'm getting 7-3, but maybe I made a mistake.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Can you repeat the names? I have a different count.
Well, I'll take it again. Oh, Lord. Where did I put it?
No, I'm not asking you to call the roll again, simply to repeat what you have.
Oh, yeah. The count. I had 5-4. No, Tony, how did you
work? Can you repeat the names?
It's 6-4.
Can you read your yeses and your noes, please?
I can't, because I didn't write it down. I just counted them.
I wrote it down. I got yes. Chuck, is it okay, George?
Yeah, no, that's yes. Great. Nancy, thank you.
Okay, yes, Chuck Anderson, and no, Benito. That's one, and Lona. I'll ask no. It's two no's, one yes. And then William Hiragan, yes. Deb Shrafto, yes. That's, what is that, one, two, three? That's three now, is that right? And then Tony, yes. That's four. And then George, no, so that's three no's. Lawrence, yes. That's, oh, somebody count for me. And
no, don't worry about the count. Just read the name.
Okay. And Nancy, yes. And Margie, no answer. So that was...
Right, so that's 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3. Okay. Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Let's see. The next item is... Um, 2016 bylaws amendment timeline. Serene, would you read that off?
Okay, I don't have a specific proposal, but we're allowed two per year, and we will probably be having an election next year. We should be having an election next year, which would mean there would be an opportunity to put anything that needs to go to the listeners to a vote. So,
creation of music, and you'll hear some of his music.
Somebody needs to mute. I just think, you know, someone, not necessarily volunteering, I'm just saying someone should begin the process of carving out a timeline that would also include listener votes, and then depending on when that falls, determining where the, if there will be another, either proceeding or following it, another round of bylaw amendments next year. And I think it would be really good if that could be presented to the timeline could be presented to the PNB by its meeting in the beginning of February. I don't know, who has a calendar? First Thursday in February is the 4th, and our meeting, assuming, well, I don't even know if I'll be on government next year, but assuming, what is our schedule? First Wednesday?
The first Tuesday. First Tuesday is government.
Oh, today Tuesday? Oh, my gosh, such a time warp. Okay. So we could, you know, we could maybe vote on it on the 2nd and send it to the PNB for the 4th. So that's my proposal.
Sounds good.
So it's to have a
proposed timeline for a round of bylaw amendments.
Okay, but you're not suggesting one right now, just that we do it at the next meeting? Is that...
That we vote on it by the next meeting. I mean, I'd appreciate if someone else would offer to do the draft.
Okay,
well,
I've offered this. I've put it on there.
In the year. I guess maybe we should start with that.
What was that?
I said, would you like to suggest having it soon in the year or later in the year? Or?
Well, you know, actually, we sort of need to look at the election timeline again. I don't remember whether the members vote after. I believe the members vote on certain things after the PNB and LSB's vote. You know, the language is something like, if it affects the member right, a particular members' right, then it has to be approved by the membership. Also, any adjustments to the term would have to be approved, I believe, by the membership, regardless of how the board, you know, what the results are from the board votes. So someone has to look at the specific bylaw language and craft it.
Anyone want to discuss this?
I volunteered to do this, but I don't have a lot of experience doing this. However, if I send out to the governance committee, I hope you will give me point out something or add something to it. Make sure it's correct.
So I'd be happy to work with you on that, Nancy.
Oh, good.
Make sure we have things ready for next month.
I did not understand the part, a point of information, when you said to ask the listenership for their input.
There are certain bylaw amendments, certain changes in the bylaws that require a vote of the membership.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have to learn that.
And I believe it has to go through the board and so the PNB and then the LSBs, which is 60 days, 45 days notice, 60 days, and then
yes,
it has to be final before it can then go to the membership, because we have to send something very, very specific to the membership. And if we want it, we would want to include it in the ballot, because we certainly cannot afford two mailings. But it has to be included in the ballot mailing. So, that whole timeline has to be very religiously refined.
Okay, so I hear Serena and Nancy volunteering to produce such a timeline for the next meeting, to be voted on at the next meeting. Is there any other discussion about this?
Yeah, and anyone else who wants to, I will send the emails to everybody so they can see what's happening. Anybody else's input, too, would be fine. To have it
okay.
Ready by next week.
Okay, anyone else want to comment about this? Okay, hearing none. The next item on the agenda is fair campaign violations, including how to deal with violations by listener members, by current LSB members beyond the current removal from air if they are staff. Okay,
that's not the next item.
It's not? Well, it's not. I'm sorry. It's report on LSB evaluations process working group. So for those who have forgotten, a while back we decided to look into having LSBs do evaluations of themselves, and we formed a work group. And Serene, were you in charge of that, or were you?
Well, I'm not in charge of anybody, but it was myself, Nancy Lawrence, and maybe somebody else. But I sent out what I had found to the entire committee like last month or something, and I've not gotten any responses.
When did you send it out? Let's get some responses now.
I don't know, probably at our last meeting or...
December 1st. Yeah, December 1st. Non-report regarding LSB evaluation.
Okay, just a minute. December 1st. You have it, Lona? Do you have the time for it?
Yeah, she said to all the governance committee. Looks like.
Yeah, it's Nancy who's talking, I thought.
Yes, yes. And she asked for a list of 3 to 5 points which you believe the board should focus attention on for next year. So I'm sorry, I did not do a thing. I'm sorry.
Lona, would you forward that to everybody right now?
Why do you keep saying Lona? I think it's Nancy that's speaking.
Yes, Nancy is speaking. Okay, I will send a resend.
I have it. Just a minute. Okay.
Okay, so I can read what I wrote for people who don't have it in front of them.
Okay, would you do that? The listeners might be interested as well.
Nah, they're not. Nobody's listening. But anyway, the work group was to have taken this up by email, but each person had their own reason, for their own reason, did not do so. I'm attaching the KPFT version that George had sent us and a version I found online. I prefer the questions be drawn directly from Article 7, Section 3 of the bylaws. I like the section in the online version that allows board members to make specific recommendations to the new board of issues to be prioritized, and I would like to suggest that we recommend each PNB committee do that. For the most part, national committees do not change membership until after the in-person PNB meeting. I had begun drafting a motion recommending the process for all national committees, including LSB, but as often happens when I'm working on Pacifica stuff, my computer becomes almost useless. Anyway, so the article, section 7, which is actually article 7, section 3, the specific powers and duties of the board, you know, and it lists them about reviewing and approving the budget and the quarterly reports and, you know, creating the pool for GM, annual evaluation of the GM, et cetera, et cetera. But I think I found that the questions in the section, the one we had gotten from KPFT was something. I remember a question like, oh, do you think enough information was provided to you? And those things, you know, can vary. I mean, so much. I mean, surveys are not terribly objective much of the time anyway, but this one is so subjective that I would recommend that we stick to the bylaw language about what it is we're supposed to do, and then each person can register how well they think their board has gotten those, it looks like, 13 or so things done.
Yes, William for the stack.
Good, William.
Yeah, I sort of like that sound of that approach, that we work from that section in the bylaws.
Just a technical question. That's a web archive, is that correct? And how do we open that?
Oh, you click archives, and then when it says committees, I forgot, on the left side, then you push that, and it goes down to governance or whatever you're looking for. First, you hit click on the right side of kpfdx.org, and you click archives. Then on the left side, you'll see a little white rectangular long thin box, and you click it for committees, and you find that what you're looking for, governance. Then you click it, and then it'll show the previous meetings. Is that what you're looking? Is that what you're asking?
Are you talking about my email, George?
A much more lame question, which was, I actually have it up and I click on it. Nothing much is happening.
If you look at the version that was sent at 9:29 that night, I was able to attach it as a .doc, which is an ordinary word.
Okay. Ah, there it is.
Are you looking for Serene's email?
No, I found the email, and I found this attachment as a web archive, and it won't open. And then I have another version here, which is another board evaluation .doc, and that will probably open.
Oh, yeah, Virginia, she complained she could not open it, a non-PDF on, like, can't open it. Can you send it a different way? Thank you, Virginia Browning.
Okay, other people want to speak to this and how to move forward on this. And I get that there's a sense, a consensus that it would be a good idea if people did this. And then the question is just exactly how are we going to make that happen? Or how are we going to encourage people to do that? And
point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
So I was absent at the last meeting. I think, Serene, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you might have brought this up, just presented the idea at the end of the previous meeting in like November or something. So I have heard of this idea before, but I'm not clear exactly what we try to get at. So that's my question. Well, what do we expect to learn by this? I don't know what whether to call it a survey or what.
Right. Well, you know, the board, the local boards are charged with evaluating annually their general manager and their program director. And on the national level, we evaluate the national management. But nowhere in the process does the board evaluate its adherence to the bylaws in terms of its own responsibilities and the effectiveness of its operation, its functioning. And I think, you know, I think we should do that. I think we should take a look at how well we do or do not do what we're supposed to.
So the purpose, correct me if I'm wrong, the purpose would be to have each of the LSB members at each station fill out the survey?
Right. You know, and what
that makes a lot of sense to me.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, because, you know, if it turns out, if I'm looking, and I'm not volunteering to crunch all this data, but if it turns out that, you know, of the, for example, the requirement is that we do annual evaluations, and we find out that that's only happening at one or two stations, certainly,
right.
You know, in New York it didn't happen for 5 years. If we are required to have now it's down to one town hall meeting, right? Did that pass? I don't remember. But anyway, whether it's one or two town hall meetings. If we look and most stations are doing that, that's great. In New York, we didn't do one for 7 or 8 years. You know what I mean? So you want to see how well the boards are doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's something you might want to look at either in changing the bylaws to reflect the reality, because maybe it just wasn't realistic, or if it's happening in four places but not in one, someone needs to have a different focus. Each LSB is a committee of the PNB. So if three of your committees are doing it and two are not, then what does the PNB want to communicate to that LSB?
That's like in the most...
I said that I thought there was a consensus that this was a good idea to do, but I'm not sure that that's really correct. Does anyone want to speak against going forward with trying to put some kind of evaluation form in front of our LSPs? Self-evaluation form. Okay, so then it's a question of which form or what combination of questions, if it's not going to be either. I had a question, Serene. On the one that you got off the web, the Word document, the questions look rather similar to the one that the KPFT LSB were using. Are they actually the same, or?
I do not remember. I do remember noticing the similarity and thinking that that's probably where
whoever offered it to your board, your local board might have gotten it from, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't examine every question.
Do you have a suggestion as to how to proceed? So some things that come to mind are, do we make this sort of the PMB says you should do it, the PMB suggests you should do it, it's optional, but we think it's a good idea.
Well, I think we would have to present it to
the LSPs and let them decide whether they want to do it.
No, we have no authority to direct the LSPs to do it. I mean, anybody can make a suggestion to their LSP, but, you know, that then becomes a popularity contest, right? What we should do is try to, what I would recommend we do is try to come up with a final document that we then present to the PNB and have the PNB either approve it or amend it. And then it goes out to each LSB member. I don't know quite how we'll set that up, whether we want to just send it to each LSB and it's sent back to whoever agrees to do the tabulation. There are people in Pacifica with a lot of free time, so some of them might want to do that as a volunteer project. You know, but how we proceed after that is really up to the PNB. I mean, we can use the SurveyMonkey thing, put it in, people can just go in and click their numbers, and everything is tabulated for you. But I don't think that's entirely free. I think it depends on how many people you're polling and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not terribly expensive. It's not free necessarily, but it's not a huge expense.
Point of information, Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy.
I really would like to see the answers or responses of other LSBs from even other stations as well. Only the ones that don't are not shy about it, you know, that don't mind, and maybe they want to do it anonymously. But I really am interested. I was wondering whether you were thinking in that way. Or is it just the PNB gets to see all the answers?
Whoever is doing the tabulation can come up with a report that includes, you know, part of the summary can include specific comments. It would certainly, you know, give you the results of each question in terms of percentages, whether, you know, 30 people said, oh, we're five, we're just doing great, that sort of thing. And then I don't know whether we would need to, and it probably makes sense to do them in five separate batches so that you can see what each LSB is saying, not just what each LSB member at each station is saying. And it can be done in a way that's anonymous because, you know, what you have for breakfast becomes a political football in Pacifica. So, you know, maybe people don't want to, maybe people will perceive it as being a commentary on the board officers in some cases when that is not necessarily their intention. So, you know, if folks want anonymity, that's fine. We just need their perspectives.
And so Nancy's question, there was two parts of it. I may have missed your answer about the other. Are you suggesting that this be basically public information? The tabulation of anonymous reports from the LSB.
Oh, sure. Listeners hear board members' opinions of all kinds of things. Why shouldn't they hear the board members' view of their own operation?
Is there any objection to that procedure? And also to Serene's suggestion that this be essentially voluntary, that PNB would suggest
it.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
Uh-oh.
Hello. What's happened?
I can't hear.
Someone has some excitement in the background.
Shut up.
I think I was trying to get a contribution from a dog bear for a moment.
So, might have been the smartest thing said tonight if we understood it.
No.
Benito, I have a question.
Go ahead, Benito.
I don't understand the concept of this is voluntary.
Well, it's voluntary because the bylaws do not require that board members do it. It's not a requirement of their service. We can urge people to do it and explain why we think it's useful, but we can't, like anything else, we can't make them do it.
Well,
we can't put a gun to somebody's head, but if the PMB decides that it wants certain information and it constructs an instrument, a tool with which to get that information, then I don't understand why it doesn't have the authority to, I know you can't put a gun to somebody's head. So what you're going to do is Benito decides he just ain't going to fill out his form. Now, I understand that. But by and large, you can say the PMB is requesting that every LSD member fill this out. If you don't do it, you don't do it, but you're not going to look too good in front of the other LSD members.
Okay, so Benito is suggesting it won't be just voluntary, it'll be a responsibility, that the PMB would say it's a responsibility to do that. So,
exactly.
A different perspective. William here, Arden?
Yeah, I was leaning in the direction that Benito's going, but I would go further and say that the PNB, if it so chooses, could direct LSB members to fill out this form. I don't see anything terrible about that. And if people refuse, they refuse. But, you know, they could be directed to do it.
I second what you suggest.
Here's the problem. I'm sorry. Three for the staff.
So let me see if there's anybody else that hasn't spoken who wants to speak about that particular issue of just how mandatory this will be. Okay.
This is Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah, I think we need to work on a presentation, how we present this, and the wording, wordsmithing, and say the essential points that Serene was talking about. Why we're doing this, to see what is still relevant, what's not, how within a group, within one station's LSB, how they're thinking or doing, or their actions taking, or which. To see what things, anyway, with the wordsmithing of the presentation, I think would is important, so we can get, we cannot force, I agree with Sarah, you can't force it, especially this group of people, Pacifica, are such, you know, very touchy about, you know, telling them what to do and not to do. I mean, we're all very much aware of our rights, but if we can work, write this down and present it to them, I think that's the best way.
Anybody else want to speak to that question? Okay, Serene, go ahead.
There's no enforcement mechanism. You know, you can't mandate someone do something if there's no, quote, penalty. I'm not suggesting that we find a penalty. The bylaws do not allow us to create a penalty. You can only hope that someone who took the time and effort to serve on a board for 3 years or 6 years or whatever the case is, cares enough about, you know, making the process more effective to find the time to participate. And if they don't, there's nothing that can be done.
Good question.
Well, no.
Anybody else want to speak to this question of how mandatory will this be? Clearly, there are no penalties, but shall it be presented as we suggest as that you do this, or we think it's your responsibility to do this as an LSB?
As an LSB member.
Well, it's unresolved, I think, on the committee about that. My suggestion is that the work group that was formed, if anybody else who wants to participate, come up with a suggested version. I mean, putting together what you think of the best of these, or whichever one, or something else, but something specific. It seems clear that we want to do it. It isn't clear just exactly what the institutional pressure to do it will be. I think it's something we could move at the next meeting and get in front of the PNB, who ultimately is going to have to decide that anyway. So it doesn't seem to me that we have to at this moment resolve that. So my suggestion is that we empower the working group to continue. Anybody else who wants to work with them to put together something we're going to present to the committee, and when it's approved, to the PNB. Is there any objection to that, or is there any suggestion what else we should do? Okay, hearing no objection, it is 10:30, unless I hear, there is the one other item I should mention, which is there's actually three other items on the agenda. Does anyone want to move to extend time? Okay. Hearing none, then the meeting's adjourned. Thank you all, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Happy Three Kings Day.
Good night.
Happy what, Benito?
Happy Three Kings Day.
Okay.
Happy Three
Kings. The Epiphany tomorrow.
Oh, Epiphany. Oh, I'll try to have one.
Yeah.